Today's reading, especially gospel reading, talk about love. Now, I was reflecting all these readings last few weeks, and one is faith or love. But it's particularly today, is kind of commandments Jesus made is love one another. Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything. Jesus is portrayed in many ways. He is the lover, he is the friend, brother, and master. So that's why he said, I command love one another, and intercessor, and missionary. So if you look at the love one another, for the love, the word is, there are four types of love in the Bible. So the Greek words, there's a one, number one is agape. This kind of love is selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love. It is the highest of the four types of love in the Bible. So the Greek word, the agape, perfectly describes the kind of love Jesus Christ has for his Father and for his followers. So we can see the cross, how much is he loves us unconditional. So if you measure it, you can't measure it. That's why his hands are this like wide open, the unconditional love. Yes, it is the God's immeasurable, incomparable love for humankind. And then self-sacrificing. So this kind of love is martyrs. They died for nothing. I mean, die for faith. They do not expect anything, just only for the faith. So last night, Father Bruce and I, we watched a film called Silent. This is 1600th century. At that time, the Jesuits, their missionary in Japan. So that there are many people, they were burned to death. And they were hanged. They were drowned. So they die for faith, for the sacrificial love. Second type of love is eros, is a physical love, that's a sexual attraction. And then third one is philia, the close friendship or brotherly love. And fourth one is storge, family love, between mom and dad, mom and children, dad and children. So this is our family life. So C.S. Lewis, he writes about love. There is no safe investment. To love at all is to be valuable. Love anything and your heart will certainly be drunk and possibly be broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Wrap it carefully round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. The alternative to tragedy, or at least to the risk of tragedy, is damnation. The only place outside heaven where you can be perfectly safe from all the dangers and perturbation of love is hell. So one day one of my aunts sent me a letter and said, "Do not love anyone. It will hurt you. It will make you cry." I don't know, is it true? Just think about it. So what kind of love you have? For your task today, just think, if it is possible to call someone, you know they have anybody, no one to speak with.